Yeah, but
no, it wasn't. It was a 1.5
core. That's it?
Yeah.
That's slow.
No,
For a 50,000 gallon pool, not really.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow, they got the big three-pack heater here, too. Holy crap.
Why do they have a heater in this ride?
No, it's just, they're required to have it.
Okay.
The water has to be 80 degrees for children.
That did not feel like 80 degrees.
Well, with that thing so hot, they have to turn it off.
That tornado thing did not feel like 80 degrees.
That felt good, though.
Yeah, it did.
Can't argue with that.
No. Although, you did go backwards.
You're really not going to let me down on that one, are you?
Not yet.
Uh-huh.
I lied after this ride.
Uh-huh. No one goes backwards on this ride.
No, I know that. That's good. I've been on this one, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember it. Sorry.
Yeah, you're fine. We're
only trying to help.
We're fine. We're standing still, so why?
Yeah, early.
Yeah, okay. Like I said, I want to get to that setup before it closes up.
Ah. That's going to be good.
And it's fresh, too.
Oh. Freshly caught?
Huh?
Freshly caught?
No, but they cook it fresh right when you order.
Oh. Well, that's cool.
That's the best part.
Oh. Yeah, I hope I learn how to make the ceviche. My mom has the recipe. I ate it once. I'm like, oh my gosh. It was good.
No, no, don't. You don't have to lift it right now.
There we go. It does, but what are you gonna do?
I mean, they can move back and expand that way, but
yeah.
I don't know if they're gonna be able to.
I can see the playground.
I guess we'll see in the end.
Yeah.
Or beginning.
Oh, I saw the fun kick here too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And they make those fresh too.
Holy Hannah. I don't know how to make funnel cake.
I'm sure they're easy. No, but I'm sure they're easy.
I know a friend of mine who used to... Have you ever had beignets?
No, but I want to try them so bad.
Well, I don't know how to make them, but go to... There's a cafe in New Orleans. It's an outdoor cafe. I forgot what it's called, but they give you these beignets and a glass of hot chocolate.
Oh,
it is good. And you'll get powdered sugar on your nose, on your forehead, on your cheeks. I know a friend, I knew a friend in choir who used to make beignets. Oh.
God, that's really making me hungry.
Sorry. No, but I mean, I'm not giving him justice, and I know that.
No, you're not. And I've been wanting to try those for so long.
Oh, when have you heard of them?
Oh, God. 10, 12 years ago?
Oh. Yeah, I tried them in New Orleans. It was good. It was this paparazzi. Second day of Mardi Gras. Oh, my hair is not cooperating. Oh well. I think I had two of them at this cafe, and it was good.
Whoa! Hey, no, turn it over.
Sorry.
All right.
I guess I'm sitting.
Yeah, you're gonna sit in the front.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah, go step up.
Oh.
All right, gotcha.
Step over.
There you
go. That's cold.
I gotcha.
That is cold.
Let's see.
Woo, that feels good.
Front is over here.
Feet, remember, I'm not in water shoes.
Ah, hey!
Okay.
Guys,
we're good.
I think we're good.
Good.
I think so. I think my feet are
okay.
Pepsi and Diet Pepsi.
Do you want water? ice?
No ice, no, water.
It's a bottle of water.
Oh, it's bottle water? Okay, I can do that. I think we did too.
Yeah.
I'm actually not much for water parks, but hey. I've been getting my exercise.
Have you?
Yeah.
It works.
It works. It really does.
Give us a few minutes to make a stretch.
Oh. Wow.
Jill and Sarah.
Jill and Sarah.
I'm Sarah. She's Jill. Okay. Sorry. Ah! Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know my own strength.
There you go. Oh, I appreciate
you, man. Woo! Oh, was he here last year? Because I don't remember.
No, he wasn't here last year.
Oh, okay.
This is their first year.
Oh. How'd you find out? You just...
I was here 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, when I was not feeling good.
Yeah.
And then it rained.
It didn't really rain here at the park, but they were just waiting for the thunderstorm to pass.
Yeah, it was pouring at my house, at my place, so I was like, okay. Next year.
Yeah.
I didn't make it because no one lived in my area to pick me up. It was like an hour and 10-minute drive away. I'm like, this is not the center of Las Vegas.
Right.
So, and Sarah, my friend would have taken me, but the truck they were borrowing, because their van can't make it that far, only seated two. So, I probably could have sat in the pickup back, but no, maybe not. But yeah, I hope I make it next year.
Christina.
why he throttled down the generator. You notice?
Yeah.
Or maybe it did it.
We gotta put the salad on too.
Oh.
It comes with a little salad.
Ooh, nice.
We're in a nice green salad.
Oh, good. I like that.
Yeah, it's like a spring salad, so.
Oh, nice.
With the sesame dressing.
Oh, that sounds good.
All about it,
well, you told me 2 weeks ago, yes. Man. Come on. Get me hooked.
And Jill might get me hooked. Stupid voice. Jeez, I'll be down to whisper by night.
Okay, have fun, baby.
I'll be down to whisper by night. Oh.
And then we need our Pepsi and water if that's good.
All right, perfect. Let's see. I wish I had two more arms. That'd be nice.
I got the Pepsi and the water.
Okay. That'd be nice right about now if I had two more arms.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, do we have a spoon and fork?
I got forks in your
Oh, is that what you put in there?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
can you do one hand at least?
I can try if we go a little slower.
Well, yeah, okay, it'll be fine. I see two chairs, maybe. I think.
If they're in the shade, that's great.
Well, they're somewhat in the shade.
Well, that'll work then.
Trying to go as slow as I can here.
Yeah.
Going down a hill.
And probably not just for me, for you, so you don't spill your food.
Exactly. It's the long chairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a little low.
Oh. Do you have a table anywhere or no?
No, there's no table here. How about, do you want to go somewhere with a table?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Okay.
That way I'm not...
That means we're going to end up... Oh.
That was close.
Oh.
And I'm normally not a klutz.
I'm trying here. Because that means we're going to have to go down some steps here.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I know.
We probably look like idiots just walking real slow. With food in our hand.
Who cares?
I don't. As long as I eat. Ah, wow.
You definitely get the money for it.
Yeah. People knew how to engineer right, sound engineer right. All this overcompressed stuff has got to stop. Well, I mean, it's slowly stopping, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's slow. I want it to happen now. Like what's his face said, who one of the YouTube characters. Not Chris Chandler. I just want to stop now. Oh, if you get Chris Sanders, my sound engineer at Sweetwater, He's good. He'll call you. Hey, just letting you know I shipped it out. You know, and he'll call you again maybe a week later. Hey, did you get your thing?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it working for you? Is there anything you need? Is there anything you need help with? You know, Yeah. The guys at Guitar Center probably wouldn't do that for you.
No, but I know Ruben, though.
No, 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 no. What I mean by sound engineer is they don't mix for you. They just make sure that your product is working.
Right.
My sound engineer actually recommended that mixer because it was in my budget. Way in my budget. I'm like, oh, cool. In fact, I talked to one engineer years ago when I ordered from Sweetwater. I needed help using something.
Mm-hmm.
I called on a whim. You know, the best they could tell me, the worst they could tell me was no. You know, we can't help you read the manual. I said, hey, how does remote control work on this thing? And I said, hang on, I'm crossing the street. And they're like, okay, so they waited. And they're like, okay, so according to the manual, if you have the remote in your hand, this top button does this and this does that. And yeah, he took the time to help me.
Right.
I mean, like I said, no other store that I know of does this. Mm-hmm. The only other store I know of is Zounds.
Mm-hmm.
But I only use them for adapters. Sweetwater doesn't have that, but the guy took the time. Remember when I was trying to order that adapter for my radio?
Yeah.
Well, that headphone adapter for my radio, remember? That 8-inch sub-mini jack?
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to that one guy on Scott's repeater. I don't even remember his name. But, you know, we were talking about it, and he was helping me, all that stuff. So, it has helped, by the way. So, I emailed this on Sweetwater, and he called, and he's like, well, we normally don't do radios, but hang on, let me look something up on Google. Okay, it looks like you're going to need this, and you're going to need that, and we don't sell it, but, you know, at least he helped me.
Yeah.
I mean, he went out of his way to help me, even though he did not sell it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're in good hands. I'm messing up your name on purpose, by the way.
That's an odd ending to a song.
Hmm?
That's an odd ending to a song.
Yeah. It didn't even end on a one. It's a curse, it's a theory curse.
Yeah, well.
You've lived it. You've lived a theory curse, haven't you? You analyze everything you listen to, and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah,
the bee. Oh, yuck. No, get it away from me. I'm not sure if I'm allergic, and I don't want to find out.
They had a huge bee problem last year. I don't know if they're having that again this year or what.
I don't remember. Was I here when it happened last year? Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Yes, I was. I remember. Like I said, I don't know if I'm allergic, and I don't want to find out.
Well, me either.
Oh. Is there a test for that? Probably not.
Probably not.
We just have to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, one of those.
Rather not.
Same here. I've been stung by something. I'm not sure what it was. Years ago. And it happened to be, like, I think it happened to be on this finger. And I had to wear a ring of ice. I'm like, oh, this is just, wouldn't it have been ironic had it been on this finger. A ring of ice. Although me and rings do not get along at all. They don't, nothing fits me. My class ring, which I can't find anymore, doesn't fit me. It's too
small?
Big. Yeah, my finger shrank. You know, my class ring in high school doesn't fit me. I mean, it's like nothing fits me anymore. It's like, okay, this is gonna be fun one day, if and when, you know. I just might be ringless. I'm sure that's odd. I mean, are there wives who are ringless?
Well, who knows?
Oh.
I don't even know.
No. I've never heard of it, but I can't. I just, no, rings don't. No, rings work better on my right hand than my left hand.
Yeah, well. To get married, you gotta have this ring on the left hand.
Oh, jeez. No, that's gonna suck. Why the left hand? Is it just traditional?
Yeah.
Oh.
If it's on the right, that means you're always single.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why they had me try my right hand for the class ring?
Yes.
That's probably why it doesn't fit my left hand in at all. If I can find my class ring again. I lost that thing like 4 years ago.
Well, that's not good. Mm. I had to get mine made like post-graduation.
Oh.
I had no choice.
I'm sure I'll find it one day, but if I don't, well, it's okay. I really didn't like that thing anyway. I mean, not that I don't, it's not that I don't care. It's just like, okay, you know, I'm sure it's somewhere. Where's my water? Oh,
right there.
Ooh, too cold. Really? Things have to not end up? Why do things not have to, why do things have to end on other than a one?
How it is now.
I don't like it. I just don't like it. Yet I compose like that. It's funny. I don't like it. That sounds familiar. Nope, wrong song. I download the UK Top 40 songs, so yeah.
Still a lot of people with tents here too.
Are they camping?
No, just to get out of the heat. Get out of the sun.
Hey, if I could
smart.
Yeah. Hey, if I could create my own shade, that'd be great. You know.
I'm sure there's a way to do it.
Grow an extra mop of hair. I said if I could create my own shade.
Oh.
With my own human body. Oh, I have heard this song. And we're wet and wild.
He's kind of picking up from singing in the rain.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that okay? That's where I've heard that. The dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard this before. This is like things in 2010. All right, let's try this. I guess I eat it with my fingers. The shrimp or the pork?
Well, yeah, the shrimp you can if you want.
The salad, I obviously.
Well, yeah, and then there's rice in there too.
Oh, yum. Okay. And I take it that the tails are still on. There's
some of them, yes. For some reason, not.
I can figure it out. I used to eat crawfish.
Is that good?
Crawfish are good.
Yeah. No, I've had crawfish.
Oh.
The shrimp.
Mmm. Yeah. Tastes like the Alfredo sauce I used to make.
That's not Alfredo sauce.
It's not?
Uh-uh.
Mm. What is it?
It's just garlic, olive oil, and butter.
Mm. Okay, it's sort of an Alfredo sauce. Sort of.
But good.
Oh, yeah.
And real garlic in there, too.
Oh, I can tell. Take a taste of the rice. Oh. Mm.
They put a little bit of lemon sauce on it too.
Oh yeah. I can taste it. I didn't do it, but if you mix the rice with the salad, oh, it's good. Oh, you've had this before?
Yes. 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
That's why I told you about it.
Oh, okay.
That's why we got it.
Finally, something that ends on a one. Oh, well, except the song's not over. It's a false ending. Nope. Have you eaten crawfish with Tony's? I mean, Dave's Insanity?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Have you ever had Dave's Insanity?
No.
Okay. Have you had habanero peppers?
No.
Imagine a jalapeno that's about 100 times hotter.
Well, yeah, I figured as much. I mean, I know jalapeno hot peppers are hot.
Imagine that, but hotter. There's the Dave's Insanity Challenge, which I'm not ever doing. Look it up on YouTube. I know Ruben likes hot, but he will not like the Dave's Insanity. At all. Now, what Dave's Insanity is, one drop. Oh, that speaker over there is a little blown.
Yeah.
Anyway, only the trained ear would hear that. Anyway, so you put a drop of that in your chili.
Oh, God.
Or on crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
Or, wherever you want.
Yeah.
That's all it takes is one drop. just one. Now, the challenge is this. You've got to soak, you can't have any water and no food, no water like 10 minutes before. And you've got to sit in a tub of cold water.
Oh God.
No, you have to, because of the heat. And you have to, I think, swallow a, is it a teaspoon, I think, of the stuff? I've heard of people dying from this. It's that hot.
Ghost peppers is like the hottest pepper on Earth.
No, this isn't the hottest pepper on Earth, but I'm sure it comes close.
No, ghost pepper. The ghost pepper is the hottest pepper.
What I meant is I'm sure this comes close.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave's Insanity, I don't think you can ever get it here. You probably can, but do you like spicy?
Somewhat.
You might or might not like Dave's Insanity.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm not the person who's really gonna go like totally insane.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all it takes is one drop. That's it. Now, I heard Carlos's reaction. We had a chili cookout.
Uh-huh.
JD cooked his famous chili.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have Dave's Insanity on that because I wanted to take it easy, and I knew my limits. I'd been in Reston since maybe February maybe January. Carlos took one bite with the Dave's Insanity on there. So, and everyone around me was like that too.
Yeah.
Sounded like he was dying. He probably was. Well, maybe not, you know. But Dave's Insanity on crawfish, and then what they do is you also get a potato. Now, this is not any ordinary potato. This is a potato that is put on the grill, and it's in a net. A potato inside a mini net, you know?
Uh-huh.
Guess what's on it?
Dave's Insanity.
And Tony Sacheri's.
Oh, God.
I love Tony's. I love Tony's. I haven't had it since 2009. You've had Tony's?
No.
You can get that here. Try it. It's salty. But one student used to put Tony's on everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I mean everything.
So good.
Good. That's the fastest fade out I've ever heard.
Is that good for you?
What?
The shrimp and the rice.
Oh.
Heaven, huh? If I get to know them long enough throughout the summer, I might ask them for the recipe.
Do that. Then give it to me. Because then I might be able to learn how to cook something if I move out on my own.
It's not only that, but I want to make it for my mom.
But then maybe I can make it for you guys, you know, if I ever consider, living with you guys. I do want to do it if I'm still here.
Well, yeah. Because that offer still stands between you and I. You know that, right?
Yeah, I think I read you wrong when you were here like a few weeks ago. Because I read you as when I said, oh, no. You know, I read it when you said, oh, we'll have to get a two-bedroom. I read it as, oh, she's, you know what I mean, pushing, you know what I mean?
No,
pushing
no.
herself or whatever. So, I mean, that's how I read it.
No. And what it is, you know, it's near where I work, but mm-hmm. it's worth the money, especially if it's being split between the three of us.
Oh, yeah. I can handle $200, you
maybe
know?
About $300, maybe. Around about $280, $290, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much is rent normally there?
Well, for some of the rooms, they're like
$900. Oh, wow.
But depending on which way you go, I mean,
right.
We're not needing like luxury.
No.
And we already know like the maintenance guys over there, so it's like, and I'm starting to know some of the staff.
Yeah.
You know, the two places that I'm interested in. But
you think
both
they might
have the same layout.
Do you think they might have, like, something for a sliding income?
For what?
Do you think they might have something for someone who's on a fixed income?
I don't think they're going to really have a problem with that.
I meant, like, if I were to do it myself, you think they... Because I don't have $900 bucks. The best I could do would be to do is, like, $300.
I really don't know.
Still wouldn't be too bad. I mean, where I was going to consider moving was... Have you heard of Golden Pond University?
Uh-huh.
You know where that is? It's right by UNLV.
Yeah, yeah, I know where it's at.
It's a good area, except...
That's actually a property that I take care of.
Golden Pond?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you've been there. My mom loved that area.
Well, I haven't been there, but it's one of our properties for my store.
Well, my mom loved that area, except when she stepped outside that area.
Well...
I mean, I figure it's a risk, you know? Nowhere's going to be perfect. The only thing perfect is going to be a 6-foot-long box that's made of pine, and even that's not perfect.
Well, the apartment that, you know, we're getting, it's going to look like a condo.
Wow, that big? Or that,
yeah,
well, I mean...
It's that nice. And for $800-some-odd a month, you know, honestly, we'd be getting our money for it.
I look at it this way. As long as it's a roof over my head that doesn't leak,
no.
And with working
it's
technology...
It's kind of like a newer development.
Yeah.
Thing. I mean, the maintenance guys keep a very good... Take very good care of it.
Yeah, Golden Pond isn't new.
Well, I mean, these two places aren't new, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. I might call Golden Pond and see if, like, I might be able to get, like, a 6-month lease and give it a chance, you know, or a year, because I can afford that.
Right.
They have one where, they have a setting where I'm not going to get it. It's slightly more expensive. I think it's, like, $400.
Uh-huh.
No, like the cheaper one, like the $300 one, you have to share the bathroom with two other people. I'm like, ew!
Mm-mm.
Ew! And it's a studio apartment.
No, this apartment.
I'm like, ew, no.
It's 2-bedroom, 2-bath. Nice kitchen, nice sitting area, nice little dining room.
Well, I mean, that works. But the studio apartment, for me, would be, like, for now, would be perfect because I don't need that much space.
Right, no, but I'm just saying, if you moved in with Ruben and I,
mm-hmm.
you'd have your own bathroom. You know, That's the best part about it.
And I'd be able to have, you know, my friends over for study or whatever.
Yeah.
Or for fun. Not that we
and
have.
And the rooms are actually decently sized.
Oh, nice. I could put my studio in there.
Yeah.
I'd be nice though and record when you guys aren't home. You know.
He and I are probably going to want to record too, you know.
Well, I know, but I mean, if it were by myself, I would have to. I would do it, you know, that way I have the most silence as I can. Except right. Thin walls.
Well, our, you know, bedrooms are going to be on opposite sides, so...
I meant my neighbor companions. Because I'm loud. I'm not that loud, but you know what I mean. My singing voice is rather loud.
And then they have pool, which I... Yeah.
You're welcome to it. I don't swim. This is good. This is so good.
I don't know. I mean, I have a feeling I'm getting promoted tomorrow. My GM said he wanted to talk to me. It sounded good. He sounded really positive as well.
Well, he could have been hiding something.
No. I've been working way too hard, and he knows it.
Because I've done it. You know? Hey, chill.
And here's the thing.
Nice
he
you know.
Actually asked me. Whatever for my job.
Right.
Jesse.
Now, who texted me earlier?
FX button.
Ah, no, I don't.
Communication with health and audio chair. Audio chair home. News health folder, one app. Food drink folder, finance energy. Opening communication messages, one app messages, FaceTime messages, one app message. Selected. Contacts, that's unknown set. Maurice Mind, unread. 1541. Should we get rid of his current contractor and give all incorporated shots at this? Boeing does have a good order.
Oh, okay, I will.
Location tracking on, status item.
We can just sit in the lazy river.
No, maybe. We'll see.
And just relax.
Maybe.
If we can.